Let's talk to Dr. Bex Lewis, Research Fellow in Social Media and Online Learning at Durham University. Dr. Lewis, good morning.
Morning.
So is Martha Lane Fox right then to say it's no longer on to say I don't do the internet?
Yeah, I was definitely cheering as I was watching that bit last night, because that's the general gist of a lot of what I say to people. When I was writing my book, Raising Children in a Digital Age, I had a real chat with my editor where I said there's not really a choice about being online, even if you're not actively using kind of social networks or something like that.
Why is there not a choice? Because for 25% of the population here, clearly they've made that choice.
But whenever if you use a Tesco club card or something, there's digital stuff going on in all aspects of your life. And so the more you understand about it and the more you understand about how your life is already dictated to a certain amount by digital, the more active use you can make of it. So there was a report back in 2008 by Tanya Byron when she was looking at children and the internet, and she was kind of not too bothered, but she said the more that she understood about how the internet worked, the more confident she was in letting her children use it.
And what do you think puts people off?
All the stuff that we hear in the media, that people are being stalked, stranger danger. People are addicted to the internet, all that kind of stuff. And as you just said, I think about, your bank account getting done. But the thing is that I see the online as part of real world, and real life is not risk-free. It's not danger-free. But the more we understand about how we use the internet, the more control we've got over that and the less problematic it's going to be for us.
So if you're over a certain age, it's not necessarily that it's too complicated and you don't know how to start using it. You think it's worries about security?
Some of it, yes. And there's still a perception that computers are something that you need to... that are complicated and you need a lot of understanding how to use them. And it's been quite interesting to see how tablets, probably most often the iPad, have made a real difference to people's confidence in accessing the internet. I've seen it with my mum. And I work with a group of senior university leaders, I did six sessions with them, and by the third one I was nearly tearing my hair out because they kept talking about technology rather than what you could do with the technology, which is how kind of younger people tend to see it. And then we started talking about iPads and what they'd done with their iPads, and suddenly they could see the potential of everything else on the internet because they're just so easy to use.
If you're a child and you're doing your homework, it's never been easier, has it, really, to do that homework?
It's easier.
Because whatever you need to know, you can look up on the internet there and then.
But you need to be critical about what you're using, and that's a core skill we need to be teaching children. It's not because they just saw it on Wikipedia, and I actually don't have a problem with Wikipedia, but I'm a historian, and what we've learnt as historians is that you need to be very critical about everything you're looking at. Who wrote it? When was it published? Why was it published? All that kind of thing. So have a look at what you're reading and think, do I trust the person who wrote this? And that, I think, is a really important skill for children doing their homework online. And actually, there's so much information that they have new skills of trying to work through the ranks of information, rather than just believing everything that comes in front of them because there's only a small amount of information.
Dr. Bex Lewis, thank you very much.